Jesus. Well, let's just go on. How about it? Not to the house, but into Scripture. I can't tell you why Sunday night and Wednesday night's free and Sunday morning's like a chokehold. I can't tell you that. I wished I could. I wished I could. I wished I could tell you why some Sunday mornings it feels like a chokehold's in this place. I wished I could tell you that, but I can't. But I do know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. And I do know tonight there's freedom. So this morning we talked about God's going to turn this thing around. But tonight, we're coming through the Old Testament, and I want to look at tonight when God turns this thing around, what He will be in your life. When God turns it around, what it'll be. So tonight, if God's turned it around in your life, this message will fit very well, and you remember what He is in your life. You take this and you stand on it. You just keep loving your Jesus. Amen? Exodus chapter number 3, and we're going to begin in verse number 1. When God turns it around. Not God can, but when He does. All right, Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we read and reverence the infallible Word of God. The Bible says, now Moses, you remember this morning we was with Joseph. Now we were Moses. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for this congregation. I thank you for the love that's in this building each and every time we come. And Lord, I thank you tonight that the Holy Ghost is in the house, Father. Each and every time we come into this place, Lord, we bring him with us, Father. He lives inside of us as believers. And Lord God, no matter where we go or what we do, he resides in our life, Father. Lord, I pray tonight that we look at when you turn it around. Lord God, tonight we look at the life of Moses and see when you turned it around for the children of Israel, that you used him and what he became. And Father God, what you can do in our lives, when you turn us around and put us on the right path, Father, what you can do in our lives that would be significant in the world that we live in. Lord, I pray tonight that there'd be one tonight, Father God, that's got a burden. I pray they'd lay it down tonight. Lord, I pray tonight if there's one sick, they'd be healed under the sound of my voice tonight, not by nothing that I've done, but by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, tonight I pray that. I believe that tonight. Lord, I pray tonight you have your will and way. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. It be in Jesus' most holy, precious name we ask and we do pray. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight as we look is when God turns it around. I want to look at the life of Moses. I want to look here tonight at the life of Moses, and we'll go back to Exodus chapter number 1. We'll look in chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter number 3. But God always turns it around for the children of Israel. If you'll notice in the Word of God, He always turns it around for the children of Israel. He used Abraham. You remember this tonight. He used Abraham. He used Isaac. He used Jacob, and he used Joseph, and now he's come to the place that he's going to use Moses. If you'll turn with me just right quick to Exodus chapter number 1 and verse number 8, You remember this morning that Joseph had come to the place and he was fixing to die. He had lived his life and he was fixing to die here, and he had lived 110 years and he come to the place that he was going to die. I find it kind of amazing that just the next chapter that it says in Exodus chapter number 1 in verse number 8, the Bible says, "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt." There arose a new king very sudden, and that new king came which knew not Joseph. You know, when God turned it around in Joseph's life, it just wasn't done when he died. Can I say to you tonight, when daddies and mamas and children get right with God, it ain't only for you, but it's for the next generation. I want you to know tonight that daddies that get born again and they start leading their family in the right direction, it ain't only for that daddy that got saved, but it's for that whole family that gets led in the right direction. And you know, here as we come in here and we look at this, that so God is going to use Moses to lead his people and turn it around. But when God turns it around, we see it in Moses' life. Now, we knew there's a new king on the scene, and there's a new king. In the world we live in, there's always something new about. But can I say to you tonight, in the Word of God, there's not nothing ever new. It's nothing ever new. Now, it may be new to you, but it's not new. It may be new to you, but it's not new. Just like these lights tonight, God knew that was going to do that. Amen? So tonight, I want to give you this. Hey, it's not new. There's not nothing new in the Word of God. In the Word of God tonight, praise God, baby Grady, in the Word of God tonight, hey, thank God for children. Amen? Thank God for children tonight. But in the Word of God tonight, there's not nothing new. God just reveals it to you new when you need to find out what you need to know. So tonight when we come, I want to look at three areas where God is going to turn it around, even though there's a new king and he's going to use Moses, and Moses is not even born and he's not even able to make his own decisions yet, but God uses him. And number one tonight, I want to look at God's going to be your defense, and just like he was Moses' defense. You look here as you look in the Exodus chapter number 1, and you know what happened. Here they come on the scene, and the new king that's here and taking over, you know what he said? He said, "We're going to kill all the male children. Every male child, we're going to kill them, and we're going to destroy them." Tonight, can I say that God will be your defense just like he was with Moses when he was his defense against Pharaoh? You know what Pharaoh wanted done? He wanted Moses dead. Not just Moses, he wanted every male boy dead. He said, "We're going to throw them in the river and we're going to let them drown." Can I say to you tonight, God's your defense. He'll keep you tonight from your Pharaoh that's in your life, but God's defense is also as this: he'll keep you from death. I believe tonight that a man of God and a woman of God that's in the will of God is invincible until God gets done with them. Friends, tonight, the Word of God teaches that tonight, and God is our defense. He is our defense against death. But I know tonight as I read the text, it says in Exodus chapter number 1 and verse number 22, "And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, 'Every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter she shall live.'" So why was they going to cast him into the river? They wanted him to drown. Can I say to you tonight, God is your defense against drowning tonight. Hey, the world, you may think you're drowning. You may think you're sinking. You may think you're going under. Hey, but I got good news tonight that if you are born again tonight, God is your defense, and you're not going to sink. He's going to keep you from drowning. Amen? So he says tonight that God's going to be your defense. God defended Moses from Pharaoh. He defended him from death. He defended him from drowning. But I want to give you this. God defended Moses from being defeated. You know what Moses did? Moses had went down. He's done got older now, and he's done been taken care of. And Pharaoh's daughter finds him and there in the ark that they had made and sent him off. And when she found him, it said when she opened it up, that Moses, he cried, and she had compassion upon him, and she took him into the house. So I want you to know tonight that the man that meant to do evil, you know what God let him use his money, his time, his gold, his silver, his assets to take care of a man of God. Can I say tonight, God can use anything he wants to take care of you tonight. If you're a child of God tonight, it's unlimited what God will do for you. It's unlimited where he'll go. It's unlimited how he'll take care of you. If he'll send Jesus to the cross of Calvary, he'll do anything to take care of his children tonight. But I see this, he's his defense tonight. You know what he did when he got to age of what Moses did? He went to flee. And if you'll look in Exodus chapter number 2, We're talking about God being your defense. In Exodus chapter number 2, and we see in verse number 10, and the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown. Can I say to you, not only does God watch over you when you are a child, but he'll watch over you while you are grown. Boy, is that not good. You don't never outgrow God. And by the way, God can't hide from you. He's too big to hide. Amen? He's in open. Everywhere you are, you can see God. But look what he says here. And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown, being his defense, and he went out and his brethren and looked upon their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew and one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. You know what happened? We read in verse 13, and when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together, and he said to him that he had done wrong, wherefore smitest thou the fellow? And here's what happened right here. Look in verse 14. And he said, the man said, who made thee a prince and a judge over us? Not only will God defend you from drowning, but he'll defend you from being defeated. They said, who made you judge? Who made you king? And what he thought he had covered up, they said, we seen what you did to that Egyptian, and we seen how you hit him in the sand. And you know what he did? He said, oh no, they've seen my sin. They've seen what's happened, and I'm terrified, and I need to run. I need to get away. And you know what he did? He run. And he might outrun his enemy, but he could not outrun his God. Folks, tonight I want to tell you this. God is your defense tonight, and you and I cannot outrun him tonight. He is our defense tonight. When God turns it around, number one, he's going to be your defense tonight. Have you ever just known when God was there to defend you? Man, everything was going the opposite way, but God steps in and he defends you. He keeps you from drowning. But I want to look at something else in the text tonight, Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 5. When God turns it around, he turns it around in your life. Like here he done told Joseph, he was taking care of him, and now he's got another man lined up in the name of Moses. He was Moses' defense. But also, God's going to be the one that draws you. God's going to be the one that draws you. Not only will he defend you, but he'll be the one that'll draw you out of harm's way. He'll be the one that draws you where you need to be. If you'll listen to the Word of God, if you'll heed the Word of God, if you'll heed the Spirit of God, if you'll listen to what God is saying, I want you to know tonight, not only will he be your defender, but he'll be your drawer tonight. He'll put you in the right place at the right time. Look what he says tonight in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 5. Not only is God Moses' defense, but oh man, he's the one that drawed Moses. He's the one that drawed him. Look what he says tonight in verse number 5 of Exodus chapter number 3. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. You know what he said? He's the one that drawed Moses. He's the one that had the burning bush. He's the one that had the burning bush to see what was going on. He's the one that made that to see what's going on, to make Moses curious to see what was going on. But I love this tonight. I don't share it with you. God's going to draw you, and God will draw you to have you to turn around. What? Look what he says here in verse number 2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I'll now turn aside. And see this great sight while the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw, he turned aside, God called unto him. When God draws you and you turn to see what's going on and you turn to God, can I say to you tonight, God will call on you. Not only will he be your defense, but he is the one that draws you. There, when he draws you to where he wants you to be tonight, I want you to know tonight that he'll defend you. God draws will turn people around. God's draw, get this tonight, will make a man quit putting off things and put off the right things. I want to ask tonight, how many of us tonight put off things we shouldn't put off? We do, don't we? But you know what God told Moses here? He said, take off your shoes. Can I say tonight, there is some things need to be taken off. He said, take off your shoes. Why did he tell him to take off his shoes? He said, you're on holy ground. Tonight, when God draws you to that place, it's a holy place when you get to where God is tonight. He said, I am your defender. He said, when he turns this thing around, you'll realize how he defends you and how he takes care of you. Man, tonight he is your defender and he's the one that draws you. He says not only will he be putting off them things, but God draws, it'll humble a person. Look in verse number 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face. You know why he hid his face? Because he knew Abraham. He had heard about Abraham. He had heard about Isaac. And he had heard about Jacob. Tonight, I wonder how many people has heard about our God through us. He said, I tell you what, he called on his, the God that he called on answers. And that's the God I'm going to call on. That's the God I'm going to humble myself under. That's the God I'm going to serve. That's the God I'm going to reverence tonight. And he says this tonight. He says, when God drawed him, he humbled himself. He hid his face for he was afraid to look upon God. When God gets to that place in your life that you realize he's your defense and he is drawing you to where you need to be. Tonight, if you will turn with me to James chapter number 4 and verse number 8. Tonight, when God draws that individual, he'll draw them to a place in their life. He draws everybody the same. Different people draws them the same. What draws you? The Spirit. Spirit's what draws. James chapter number 4 and verse number 8, I love this. The Bible says tonight, draw nigh to God. Draw nigh to God. I'm going to stop right here. When God turns it around, he's our defense and he's what draws us. Can I ask you tonight, how do you draw nigh to God? How do you draw nigh to God? Think about that. Tonight, if you had to draw nigh to God, what would you do to draw nigh unto him? What would you give up to draw nigh to God? Anybody? What would you do to draw that? And I know your mind's rolling right now because when I read that, I thought about that. Draw nigh to God. Well, how am I going to draw nigh to God? How am I going to get that place where I draw? Yes, sir. Surrender. Yes. Anybody else tonight? Prayer. Read the Word. Give me somebody else. Anybody else? Humble yourself. Faith and knowing. Anybody else tonight? Repent. Anybody else? I'm going to give you a word that Baptists don't like to use very often. Amen. He said, draw nigh unto God. Draw nigh unto God. What about if you have repented and you have surrendered and you have the faith and you do humble yourself? You do get to this place in your life, but you still don't feel nigh unto God. You still don't feel his closeness. Fast. Fast. To get to that place where you say, I'm setting this to the side for a certain period, a certain time. And Lord God, whatever it takes for me to see your face, I want to see it. I want to see your face. I want to see your face. I want to see your hand. I want to hear your voice in a way like never before. When his disciples came and they went out and tried to cast out demons and try to do things, they come back and they said, Lord, we prayed and we did. He said, but these wouldn't come out. It just wouldn't come out. And he said, no, ain't going to come out. He said, because them kind only come out through prayer and fasting. Draw nigh unto God. You do what God's called you to do. All I'm saying is when you've done everything that you know what to do and there's nothing else, take something out of your life that you love. You say, preacher, what can I fast on? Can I fast on TV? Can I fast on things? A true fast is only a food. would only be a food, because we model ourselves after the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, when he went 40 days, he fasted. He didn't eat. He did not do this. Why? Because he wanted to get where God was. How did he get away from Satan? How did he defeat Pharaoh? How did he feed these people? Through fasting. He was the Son of God. He was the Son of God, fasting and seeing God's face. And I heard a preacher say this the other day. Joseph Prince said this, and this is so true. He said, Jesus said when he's up there in the upper room, he said, I will not take of this cup or of this bread. I will not do this until I do it again new in the kingdom with you. And he said, it's been over 2,000 years ago. And Jesus has been fasting. 2,000, he said, I will not do it again until I do it again new with you. 2,000 years over that, he's been fasting for the relationship that you and I have with him. He paid that price on Calvary through the blood. And he said, when I paid that price on the cross of Calvary, I become your defense. You have no other. I'm it. I'm your defense. I'm your defense. And if you want to be defended and you want to be took care of, you're going to have to allow me to draw you. And when I draw you and I tell you to do, you've got to do what I ask you to do. You said, preacher, it sure does sound crazy. Moses thought the same thing. Exodus chapter number 4, you know what he said? He said, I'm not an eloquent speaker. And so the Lord got a little upset with him. And he said, listen here, old boy, you going. You need to go easy, but you going. Folks, tonight, I want you to get this. Tonight in your life, to get to where we need to be with God, I don't know about you, but I'm willing to do whatever it takes. I'm willing to be different. I'm willing not to be like the crowd, and I'm willing to be more like Christ. And tonight, we have to get that mindset. The Bible says that the war is in the mind. It's in that mind tonight. And tonight, when we get to that place, we'll see him as our defense. We will. And we'll see him as the one that draws us to do things in our life. Let me show you this in the text tonight. He said not only that, but as we get on in the text tonight, well, let's look here. We'll stay at James 4. James 4:8, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands. What did Moses have to do? He had to cleanse his hand. Done killed a fella. Draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He says tonight that God was going to be your defense. We see in the text tonight in verse number 5 where God's going to draw you. He's going to help you do what he's called you to do. But the third and last thing tonight, God, as he was to Moses, he's going to be to you. He's going to be your deliverer. Not only is he going to be your defense and your draw, but he's going to be the one to deliver you when it's all said and done. Look what he says tonight, if you will, with me in verse number 8. And I am come down, this is God, and I am come down to deliver them out of the land of the Egyptians. Why did he come down to deliver them? Verse number 7 is all of our answers. He delivered them from their afflictions. The afflictions that were on them, he come to deliver them. Can I say to you tonight, he has came to deliver us of our afflictions tonight. To deliver them from their cry. He's here tonight to deliver us from our cry. To deliver them from their sorrows. Look what he says tonight. He says, and by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And he has come to be our deliverer from the enemy tonight. How will the Lord do this in your life? John chapter number 6 and verse number 8, the Bible says, the quote this, I am the bread of life. John chapter number 10, he said, I am the good shepherd. John chapter number 10 also, he says, I am the door. John 14, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And John chapter number 15 and verse number 1, he says, I am the vine. He said that in the New Testament. He said he was the bread of life in John 6:48. He said, I am the good shepherd in John 10. He said, I am the door in John 10. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. And he said, I am the true vine in John 15. He said, preacher, why'd you repeat that again? Because I want to show you tonight that he don't change his mind. He don't change his mind. What he did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Joseph, and Moses, he gonna do for you and me. He don't change his mind. Here's where it is when God turns it around. Moses is scared to death. Here's what he says. He says, how are they gonna believe you sent me to do this? Look what he says here in verse 14 of the text, Exodus chapter number 3 and verse number 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. I am. So what do you mean I am? Your bread of life is sent unto you. The door of life is sent unto you. The way is sent unto you. The true vine is sent unto you. The good shepherd is sent unto you. And tonight, when God turns it around tonight, I truly believe in an individual's life when God turns it around and they know they're turned around and they know they're doing what God's called them to do, they'll understand that that defense is in God. Their draw was from God and their deliverer is God. I say to you this, He is your strength tonight. He is your strength tonight. I want to give you this tonight. I was going to use the illustration, but I said, what if it don't go right? So I said, I'm not going to go that route. Yes, I am. No, I ain't. I don't see no little bee boy. Is Reed here? He's up there. Jackson's here. He's up there. David. You'll blow it right off the bat. Tough as you are. Come down here for a minute, Jackson. I want to make sure you get this so good. I'm talking about, I want you to get this. Where'd he go? There he comes. There comes Reed. Come here, one of you. Come on up here, Jackson. I was going to use you anyway. Jackson, can you pick that bench up? You think you can? Let me have it right here somewhere. Grab it right here by this right here, way out there. Can you pick that up? Can you tote that all the way around this building? You think you could? I'm talking about outside all the way around this building. Never let it down. You think you could? No, you don't think you could. Now you're on the right page. But what about if I told you you could? You wouldn't believe me. What about if I told you you were strong enough to tote this all? Are you getting tired right now holding it? Yes. Well, what about if I told you you were strong enough to tote this thing all the way around this building and that you had strength? Don't let that thing down. Come on. Hold that thing up. All right? And you could hold that thing and you could carry it everywhere. You think you could do it? Mm-mm. Why not? You're not strong enough. If there's one person in this room you could call on to carry this thing around with you, who would it be? Your daddy. Daddy, come on down here. Come on, get this now. You hold it till daddy gets here. You hold it till daddy gets here. You tired? Is it burning? Is it hurting? You just keep holding on, son. Daddy's coming. Daddy, you better get to running's all I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you hold it right there. You hold it right there. Now Daddy's come in. Now Daddy's come in. Do you think you and Daddy can tote this thing all the way around? Why? That's all I need to know. Thank you. Thank you. Did y'all didn't hear him, did you? He said, you know why he could tote it around now? Because Daddy's stronger than he is. Tonight I want you to know, and you listen to this very careful. That young man told straight from his heart the exact truth. And you listen to this tonight. when you get to that place in your life and you don't think you can tote it no further, and you think you're at your wit's end and you don't know what to do and you can't tote it no more and you've tote it all you can do, there is somebody that you can call on, and His name is God tonight, Jesus tonight, Daddy tonight, Father tonight, Author tonight, Finisher of your faith tonight. That's who He is tonight. And tonight, if you're weak and you don't know what to do, but you still got a load to carry, call on the Father. Why? Because He's stronger than you are. He has more strength than you have. The problem is tonight, we don't call on the Father. If He's going to defend me, and He's going to draw me, and He's going to deliver me, I can't tote it on my own. Who's going to tote it? God's going to tote it. If He's big enough to save me, He's big enough to tote me. So tonight, what I want you to know is just as little Jackson was here, and he said, I'm getting tired. There's some of you tonight, you may be tired. But can I say tonight, Brother Brian could have carried that thing wherever he wanted to carry it. He'd have never got tired with it. And can I say tonight, God's not tired, and He doesn't get tired. He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get worn. We do. Our spirit, our soul is saved, but our body's not. This body's going to die one day, and it gets weak. It gets weak. And God said, give me your burdens and let me tote it. And I'll turn this thing around. But you keep holding on to it, and I keep holding on to it, won't nothing happen. I'll be like Jackson. Do you see how he done bowed his back? Doing all he can do to hold it. Tonight I want to do who's doing all they can do to hold it. Say, preacher, Sunday night, calm down. Yeah, but eternity's banking on it. You see what I'm saying? Life and death's hanging in it tonight. It ain't just some kid game. This ain't a kid game. This is reality. This is eternity. This is life eternal. This is death, hell, and the grave. We're talking about heaven or hell. That's what we talk about when we come in. We get serious with the Word of God. In Exodus chapter number 15 and verse number 2, you know what Moses said? He said, God is my strength, and He is my song. Do you know how Moses led them folks? Jethro, his dad-in-law, said, the task that you had is too heavy for you. You ain't never going to be able to handle it. You know what tonight? The two tasks is too hard for you to be a Christian, and it's too hard for me. And we can't take it in our own hands. We got to rely on the Father to help us tote our loads. Tonight, I'm going to ask you a question. And I want you to be sincere, and I want you to be honest with yourself. I want you to be sincere. I want you to be honest, as honest can be. Tonight, if you've been trying to tote stuff that you know good and well you shouldn't be toting, there's burdens in your life, there's things going on that you shouldn't be toting, and it's got you so, I believe that's why the church pews are as empty as they are. I believe it is. I believe that's why the Sunday morners don't come back on Sunday night. I know I'm preaching to the choir, and they don't come back on Wednesday because they're toting a load that they've not been called to tote. They're supposed to give it to God. They're supposed to give it to God. Folks, tonight, if you try to tote it on your own and you never give it to God, you never draw nigh unto God, let Him draw nigh unto you, and you give it to Him and say, Lord God, I understand tonight who You are. And I understand You've turned this thing around, and You are my defense tonight. And You are who I stand on tonight, and You're going to deliver me. I pray you be honest with yourself tonight as the ladies come. I pray you just be honest with yourself. I'm not talking about coming to the altar. If you've done been saved, I'm not talking about coming for salvation. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about a fire that you can get back that God said He's not going to quench. Man, God's never quenched nobody for being on fire. The quenching don't come from God. It comes from Satan. It comes from self. It ain't all Satan. A lot of it's got to do with self. I quench my own fire. But I wonder who tonight says, man, I'm glad I come back tonight because I ain't something going on, preacher. I know I'm saved, but man, on the inside I've been toting stuff, but I can't tote no more. And I got to let the Father have it if I'm ever going to be able to do what He's called me to do.